Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, the markets finished the day pretty much weak across the board, feeder cattle, live cattle, grains, etc. Under pressure here, the feeder cattle finished 60 lower in October at 137.90. So that was down about 60 cents and also one of the stronger of the feeder cattle futures contracts. Also didn't go make new lows from yesterday. 137.90, the low yesterday was 136.80, so a good bit off the lows from yesterday. The feeder cattle index is still significantly above the October feeder cattle futures. The index yesterday closed at 142.60, so that's nearly $5 off of it as we've got about 3 weeks to go in that October contract. November was down $1.45, and of course this time of year, the March, April, May is really important. March is down $1.57 at 134.47. April down $1.65. May's down $1.80. And then live cattle are under pressure too. The live cattle have been shockingly strong compared to the feeder cattle over the last couple of weeks. October's 109.85, down 32. There was some 108 cash trade reported today. It looked like it was pretty widespread. So that's a little bit of a discount to where the October live cattle are. December's down 55 at 112.55. So overall weakness in the cattle futures complex.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Well, the grain futures lower, just like the cattle, led by wheat. You know, wheat's been one of the stronger contracts. Today it was the weakest. Kansas City wheat gave back 13 to 14 cents, with July being 440 or 549 and a half, down about 13 and a half. So that was very disappointing there to give back that much, but there was some change over in Eastern Europe in the Black Sea region. They're getting a little bit of rain. And this whole time, I know it's been running up and people have been talking about how dry it is. But you can also make the argument that it's mainly impacts the people that are looking for wheat pasture, not the wheat, the grain. So there's still some time for there to be some rain over the coming months. And I think those little changes in forecast, not just here, but in the rest of the world, make an impact there. Chicago wheat was down 11 to 12. The beans were down 3 to 10. Getting quite a bit of action in the soybean spreads. You know, everybody's been trading the January May or the March, July soybean spread because those spreads have had so much action. But they're back toward their highs today. And then corn was down about 2 cents. And then tomorrow morning we've got the crop reports, 11 a.m. Maybe not as big as the September 30th, but any of these reports can have some surprises.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.